So, last time we were together, I was telling you the first part of how Daddy decided to show off his good little girl. When we left, Daddy had just finished making those men come while watching me come right in front of them. Just like a good girl. Once that was done, Daddy started taking me downstairs. And once we got downstairs, he reattached the nipple clamps. One by one, tightening them both, watching that wince of pleasure and pain, the smile spread across my face. Walked me over to the pinball machine, lifted me up, sat me on top of it, pulled the stool up, sat right in between my thighs. Inside of my thighs with his fingertips, whispering to me what a naughty little slut I'd been as he began to bite the inside of each thigh. After each little nibble, he'd kiss the area. Especially in the places I know he's gonna leave bruises. Oh, wicked little reminders of just what a naughty girl I've been. And some of them would be present before the end of the night, and others of them would show up tomorrow. All of them giving that little bit of steam during the day. All of what I have come to know and love so well. His mouth getting ever closer and closer to my soaking wet little cut. And he can see the walls clenching and grabbing for something that's not there, needing to be filled with his fat, hard cock, needing to be stretched. Oh, so that they fit. All the way around. I swear sometimes I think my pussy gets tighter just for him. he gets closer, closer to my pussy. I can feel the heat of his breath. Oh God, yes. He reaches up and pulls at the chain. Not hard, just enough. Oh. And I'm leaning up on my elbows, watching. His piercing eyes staring up at me. Watching me squirm as I bite my lip. I know. All in good time. Daddy likes to watch me squirm. I know it pleases you. Oh God, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. nails his fingers in closer, pushing open the swollen wet lips of my mound. Me to chuck your cock off inside my tight Oh, I'm dripping wet little fuck hole. gently rubs the head of his cock against my clitoris. Oh god, yes, fuck yes, oh god, fuck yes, oh god, fuck yes, oh god, fuck yes. Just as I think I'm gonna come. Oh god, fuck yes. Pushes inside me his cock into my pussy and his thumb into my ass. Oh god, yes. Leaning me against the mirror now, my hands bracing me, face to face with the two of us, watching. See, bites into my shoulders, thrusting his hips into me, working his thumb into my sweet little ass. Scorching and hot. No. God, fuck yes. God, fuck yes. Oh, God, fuck yes. All the while, growling, purring, grunting into my ear. What a perfectly, fantastically beautiful fucking mole. Sex toy I am. Every part of me fucking turns on. The sound of my voice. To the fullness of my big, heavy tits. My sensitive nipples. That can come just from his mouth on them. To the tight, scorching walls. My pretty pink pussy. Oh god. With each thrust, each praise, each beautiful word he paints me in, dressing me up as only daddy can. Oh god. And fantastically fabulous words of being cherished and adored and protected. And most importantly, owned. So very fucking owned. His thrust get faster and harder. He has a finger into my ass. Begins to rub my clit with one hand. Pull, rub at my nipples with the other. Oh god, fuck me. Oh, alternating between one and the other. Rubbing my clit a moment. And then rubbing my breast. Oh, he's so good. My body is surrendering completely to him as he pushes me closer, 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 asking, what do I need? What is it that I need? Fuck. What I need. Oh, God, what I need. Is to be owned and used and pleasing and serving to daddy. To be so totally and completely his. Every move that I make is his. Every orgasm is owned by him. Every moan is a moan that he hears, that he captures with his mouth, whether present or not. That's what I need. I need to be his. And I need to please him with my body. However he wishes. Whenever he wishes. wherever it wishes, whether it's on display or in private, in person, or on the phone. Oh, God, fuck me in text or an email. Fuck me, yes. God, fuck. I need to be totally and completely daddy's little fucking whore. Oh, God, yes. His beautiful little fucking whore. Oh, God, yes, yes. Daddy, daddy. Yes, I am daddy's good. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Arms around me tight, holding me close. Fuck me. Make sure I don't collapse on the floor. He reaches behind us, throws open the door into the standing shower. Completely glass. Warms the shower. And as he caresses my body, laying soft kisses on the places where there will be bruises from grabs and pulls and bites and moments of unbridled need for one another, he walks me into the shower. And we watch as we slowly bathe each other. Soothing our flesh, our bodies still unable to not make contact as we're constantly rubbing, kissing, stroking, petting, lavishing each other with words of praise, adoration. Completely consumed and absorbed with each other, unable to take our eyes off of each other, seeing the red, oh God, patches of skin here and there still flushed from so much sex, bodies pressed together, hugging one another as we, oh God, bathe each other in soap. The water cascading down upon us, keeping our bodies warm. I'm not sure exactly where the extra energy comes from. Before we know it, he's coming against the wall of the shower. Legs up around his hips. Slowly. Sweetly. Rocking into me. God, filling me again. Oh, God. Taking me. Short, swift, deliberate motions. Oh, God. Fill me with so much pleasure. Oh, God. The perfect contrast to everything that's just taken place. Oh, my God. Wonderful and blissful. And starting to go numb. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And as we settle back down in the shower, he reminds me to breathe. Soothing and calming me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Like only he can. Pulling my face up to his, holding it in both of his hands, and pressing soft little kisses against my cheeks, my nose, my forehead, and looking down at me, reminding me again just how beautiful my submission to him is, so complete, and so given, so willingly, and so freely. course it is, Daddy. And don't have any choice.